So we're talking today about something interesting. It's not a karban at all, but it's a series of halachas that are based on karbanos. And we're talking today about tefillah. We're talking today about davening, and we're going to see, hopefully, my gemara, but we're going to be able to see a little bit about what it means that davening is modeled after karbanos. Ooh, it's not here, brachos. What it means that davening is modeled after karbanos, what the implications of that are, and especially as we know a little bit more about karbanos, so maybe this can shed light a little bit on some of what we may see when it comes to tefillah. So we're going to speak about tefillah status. It's certainly not formally a karban. It's hard to define it that way, but it may very much be modeled after karbanos, and we'll see that it may have a particular kind of a status, almost like karbanos. Hopefully we'll be able to see. Let's begin as follows. There'll be some general insights about tefillah, and then hopefully we'll shift towards discussion a little bit about karbanos. It'll be relevant for Avodas Yom HaKippurim also, where some of this comes up. Let's do the best job that we possibly can in the time that we have. So we know that there is, Chazal are pretty clear, there's something called davening. There is a machlokas harishonim, as we may well be aware, as to whether davening is considered to be a mitzvah d'oraisa, a chiyuv d'oraisa, or a chiyuv d'rabbanan. The Rambam maintains that the Gemara in Tainis and Daf Beis, that you should worship Hashem b'chol levavchem ezu avodah shebelev havi omer zet tefillah. The Rambam understands that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven, to daven every single day. That is in contrast to the Ramban, where the Ramban points out that he's not so sure that's true. A lot of the Gemaras, the Gemara Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph, the lot of Gemaras sound like maybe davening is not considered to be a chiyuv d'oraisa at all. Maybe that's not so true. Now, what's interesting is that even that machlokas, there are actually different ways of making it a little bit more nuanced. The Rambam says if you daven, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa to daven, that means to daven once a day. The she'iltos of Rechai Gaon, she'ilta ches, understands the mechayiv and the beis Yisrael tzluye plus a zimni biyoma, that maybe the chiyuv d'oraisa is to daven three times a day. Maybe three times a day you have to daven. But we assume, like the Rambam is the more simple pshat, that if you hold tefillahs d'oraisa, that means once a day you have to daven. The Ramban, however, maintains that maybe there's no chiyuv d'oraisa to daven at all. The Ramban does raise the possibility, as is well known, as do some other Rishonim, that maybe if it's an esara, if it's a time period of intense calamities, it's a time period of tsara, however you define tsara, is it personal, is it national, whatever that means, that then there becomes a chiyuv d'oraisa. Rav Chaim Salvechik, Rav Chaim Brisker thought that even for the Ramban, that even if the chiyuv is only d'rabanan, the idea of tefillah, the kiyum of tefillah, is one that is d'oraisa. You may not be obligated to, but when you do daven, it's one of the chasadim of the Ribbono Shel Olam to give us the opportunity to daven, and that is something incredibly special, and that is a kiyum on some level. Ravadia was not so convinced that was true, but that's a general perspective on tefillah on a d'oraisa level. The simple pshat, there is no requirement, mi d'oraisa, to daven three tefillos a day of Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. Be that as it may, the Gemara in the fourth parak of Brachos tells us, we know that we do daven three times a day, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. The fact that we daven three times a day, the Gemara says, so what's that based on? Is it option number one, based on the Avos? Avram established Shacharis, Yitzchak established Mincha, Yaakov established Maariv. Or, alternatively, is it modeled after Keneged, the Karban Tamid? What exactly is it? What does that mean? Just like you offer a Karban Tamid every morning, you daven Shacharis every morning. Just like you offer a Karban Tamid every afternoon, you daven Mincha every afternoon. And just like at night, we don't offer a Karban Tamid, but we're makriv on the mizbeach, some of the leftover sort of limbs and remnants of the animal. That's also why we daven at Maariv. It's modeled after karbanos. The Gemara ends up saying that even if you understand that davening really was done by the Avos, it is still the Gemara's lashon asmichu rabbanan karbanos. It's still based on karbanos. Rashi, Tim West is there trying to understand exactly what that means, but there's three tefillos a day, and there seems to be at minimum, some real connection to the world of Karbanos, but it does seem to be a bit of a discussion. Is Tefillah more modeled after the Avos, or is Tefillah more modeled after Karbanos? How do we paskin? Is Tefillah, end of the day, more Karbanos-based, or is Tefillah more Avos-based? So the Tziv and the Hemek She'ela speaks about that a bit. What's interesting is Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam seems to write in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, V'chein Tiknu Shiu Minyan HaTfilos Kim Minyan HaKarbanos, that Tfila parallels the Karbanos. That Tfila parallels the Karbanos. Yet, in Hilchos Milachim, when the Rambam is describing a bit the mitzvos that took place prior to Maimed Har Sinai, he says there were first Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, and then things got added, and Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov added things. What the Rambam writes there in Hilchos Melachim is that Avram added the mitzvah of Mila, Vehu is Pal Shachris, Yitzchak Meiser, and he davened Mincha, Yaakov the Isser of Gid Hanasha, and he davened Mariv, until Moshe Rabbeinu added the rest of the mitzvos. And the simple pshat of the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim is that Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam seemed to say, was established based on the Avos. But in Hilchos Tefillah, he said it was established based on the Karbanos. So what is Tefillah? Is Tefillah really modeled after Karbanos? Or is Tefillah really modeled after the Avos? So the Or Sameach in Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, the Or Sameach says, really, I think for Rambam, it's modeled after both. That the tefillah which we have, is a tefillah which was, both having elements of the Avos, and it's a tefillah which has elements of Karbanos. Okay, we got to figure out what exactly that means. What exactly that means as elements of both, and why that matters. There are achronim that suggest, we'll say it one way, I don't know who says it like this exactly, but the direction to go in is as follows. Tefillah has two different elements, two different components to tefillah. And the source, whether it's established by the Avos, or if it's established by the Karbanos, isn't just a historical question as to how is it initially established, but whether you learn from the Avos or Karbanos adds a certain kind of style or imprint on the nature of tefillah itself, on what davening itself is really considered to all be about. That it impacts on some level davening, depending on how exactly you're going to say it. So let's say in the following way. Sorry, one second. Okay. There are two different parts of tefillah, and this is one way of saying it. One way of relating to davening is that davening is what Chazal says sometimes, it's an act of rachamim, it's like a chesed, it's an opportunity that we have to forge a connection with Hashem. In a certain sense, maybe even it's a little bit more spontaneous, maybe some of the rules are less critical, because it's more about the connection that a person feels, but it's a certain kind. We'll see what that means a little bit. La halacha, but it's a certain. I don't mean that there are no hilchos tefillah. But it has a certain kind of style. Tefillah as rachamim. Tefillah as something which is about compassion, and it's a chesed and an opportunity that the Ribono Shel Olam gives us. In many ways, there is another perspective on tefillah. Tefillah as more of a set formal kind of an avoda. Tefillah as a set chiyuv, that a person is required, or there's a certain demand that people have to observe and to maintain a certain kind of tefillah, which is not focused much on the rachamim, but a certain kind of obligation, a certain consistency, a certain almost hard work that is engaged in tefillah. You could merge these approaches, but they may really reflect two different parts of tefillah. I would point out that I think for many of us experientially, we probably have tefillos in which we experience one or the other, that many of us, the day-to-day grind of tefillah, modeled after Karbanos, is a certain kind of avoda. That's the one which I would say in many ways is modeled after Karbanos, and in particular, which Karbanos? The Karban Tamid, which are the day-in, day-out consistency
as far as framing your day, infusing it. It's the first carbon, the last carbon. It establishes a certain tone and tenor in a rigorous and serious kind of a way. That's the tefillah modeled after carbanos, and that component of tefillah exists, tefillah keneged carbanos. But tefillah keneged avos is that davening is not only the set rigorous obligation, like the carbon tamid in a chiyah of tzibor to offer a carbon ola, but rather tefillah also has a bit of an excitement to it. It has a racham, not that carbon tamid doesn't, but it has it gives a certain flexibility to express a certain kind of chesed and rachamim and a certain kind of relationship to the Rabbono Shel Olam. That may be part of it for Rambam and even the Gemara, which merges them on some level, as to what's going on here. Tefillah is a multifaceted mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah with dual components. It is like the set, rigorous, day-in, day-out, grind, model after carbon tamid, that Jews always need to have. The same way that carbon tamid anchors the day in the Beis HaMikdash, tefillah anchors our day, even if you're not feeling it. But tefillah is also, in addition, supposed to be a certain kind of rachlim and chesed, an exciting experience of tefillah, a spontaneous experience of tefillah, and both of them in many ways really exist. Both of them in many ways really exist. That's at least one way of looking at it. That's one way of looking at tefillah thus far. General clarity, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Now there is a way of going one step further. And we'll frame that in the following way. And that's the following question. What's the deal with Musaf? Tfilas Musaf doesn't have one of the Avos connected it. Avos, I think the experience would be that for Avos, Avi, the Avos were not necessarily commanded on their own. They felt Avos were Mekayim Mitzvos Begeder in a Mitzvah Viosa. The Avos did it because of a certain kind of a quest for a relationship. And things like that, not because of formal chiyuv. What about Musaf? Musaf is not keneged, one of the avos, lichora. There are only three avos, we have no one else to make a keneged. So we pull shtick sometimes with things like that, like Malava Malka's keneged, like David HaMelech, I think we say, like where you find, like, you know, no, there's like some other historical figure in Yadus that we can like give Musaf to, or something along those lines. But Pashtus, Musaf doesn't really have it. Nevertheless, if you look, this is what Zsolti points out, but if you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah, when the Rambam presents Musaf, one does not get the impression that Musaf's relationship to Karbanos is any different than Shachris, Minchas, or Maariv. That they're all modeled after the idea of Karbanos. Does it have like Dine Karbanos Mamish? Like, no, but it's modeled after Karbanos. That's what it really is. But it's not Karbanos itself. And if you look in the Rambam, it sounds like Musaf, says Zsolti and Mishnah Seivitz, you don't get the impression it's so different. Nevertheless, there are a group of Rishonim. You have elements of it in Tosfos, in the Rush, in a lot of Achronim, that point out that it's possible that Musaf is actually a little bit of a more intense tefillah in terms of its relationship to Karbanos. First step, it doesn't have the Avos component. It's not corresponding to Avos at all. That's step number one. Step number two is the following. A little bit back on the pasuk says in Sefer Hosea, Unishalma Parim Sfasenu. Chazal Darshan Abidin Megillah and Abidin Mesachas Menachos. There's something very powerful called Amiras Karbanos. That when you say Karbanos, this we have spoken about in Nishirim, when you say the Karbanos of a chatas, the karbanos of an ola, the Gemara says it's nechshav ki'ilu you're makriv an ola, it's nechshav ki'ilu you're makriv a chatas. How much it's mamish like you were offering it, discusses in poskim, but some poskim say, in the Magen Avraham, Shari Tshuva discussed this, I think in Or HaChaim and Siman Mem Zayin, that the same way when you offer karbanos, sugya is in the second parak of Zvachim, you have to stand when you offer karbanos, you should stand when you recite some of the karbanos in the morning, karbanos tamid stand, because it's like you're being makriv, it's like you're being makriv a karban. And then we seem to take some of these ideas, you know, fairly seriously. As far as the dinim, when you say karbanos, that's where you're at. Some suggest that that's part of what you have also in the context of tefilas musaf. That whereas other tefilos are modeled after karbanos, when you daven musaf, It's not just modeled on some level loosely after Karbanos, we would say infusing similar ideas of consistency in Avodah, but rather it takes the place of the Karban Musaf itself. And instead of saying the psukim of, as an example, of the Karban Chatas, when you daven Musaf, it's ki'ilu you are makriv a Karban Musaf. There are many, many, many nafkaminas as far as the unique status of Musaf. I will quote a couple of them for you, just because I think these are instructive and valuable. But if you're into like collecting things, you can find a lot of examples of Musaf being somewhat unique, Let's build a little bit. There are Rishonim that write in the fourth parak of Brachos, I believe, the Mishnah Berurah paskins this way, that we know that for Shacharis, if by mistake you miss Shacharis, you can daven two Minchas. If you miss Mincha, you can daven two Marv. If you miss Marv, you can daven two Shacharis. That is the din of Tashlumin. Okay. Is there Tashlumin by Musaf? We have never heard of it. You miss Musaf, can I daven two Marv? You miss Mincha, can I daven two Musafs? You miss Shacharis, can I daven two Musafs? The answer is, we assume that there is no, there's no makeup for Musaf. There's no makeup for Musaf. Says the Mishnah, I'll read from Mishnah Berurah, because this is what you're paskin like. Mishnah Berurah says, if I can find it quickly, if not, I will move on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and Simon Kufches, if I can tezayin, katzva achronim, to aim tfilas Musaf mo'el lahashlama, that you can't make it up with Musafs. How come? Because, in many ways, the idea of being able to daven extra, if you miss, to make it up, is because tfilas like rachamim. Tefillah is a unique opportunity to daven, and we were more flexible. But when it comes, it's obvious, Mishnah Berurah is in Kuf Ches Tes Zayin. Kuf Ches Tes Zayin. But when it comes to Musaf, so Musaf is modeled after Karbanos. And while there are certain Karbanos where there's a din of Tashlumin where you can make it up afterwards, in general, we assume Avar Zmano, Batal Karbano. In general, we assume if you had to offer a carbon at a particular time and you didn't, the carbon is canceled, you can't make it up. So because Musaf is entirely modeled after Karbanos, you don't have this extra avos, we would say, type component, or rachamim type component, whereas other tefillahs, there's more flexibility, the chesed, the rachamim, to make it up. That's not true when it comes to Musaf. When it comes to Musaf, you can't. You can't make it up. You can't make it up at all. Let's go with another very, this is a very famous discussion. A discussion in Reb Kiva Eger from the Chuvas B'Samim Rosh, a very well-known and controversial sefer, not Reb Kiva Eger, B'Samim Rosh, may have been a forgery, as some, probably was a forgery, but the following question. Are women, what's the role and status of women for Musaf? So for generally speaking in davening, we're told women are chayavos in tefillah. Machloksim, how many times a day and what kind of character the woman's chiyav of tefillah has. However, points out Reb Kiva Eger the following. Says Reb Kiva Eger, it's in Tshuva Simen Tes. He says, I think women are pater from Musaf. Why are they pater from Musaf? Because Musaf takes the place of Karbanos, the Karban Musaf. And as opposed, and who, how do we pay for the carbon musaf? From the machatzis hashekel money. And women are pater from paying towards machatzis hashekel. So women don't really have that much of a chiyav to be involved in musaf. So shachris, minchan, mariv, that's fine, because it's more loosely based on karbanos. But musaf, which is like entirely modeled after carbon musaf, so just as women wouldn't have had to pay and contribute for the money that we would use for the carbon musaf, they also don't have to daven musaf. So writes Reb Kiva Eger as a possibility in his tshuvas in Simen Tes. Now, it's in Madura Kama Simen Tes. Interestingly, in tshuvas, in the tshuvas Sharei Deya, Chelek Aleph Simen Yitzayin, this is a bit famous, he says, not only is that true for people who are for women, but you know what? For some days in Chazal, it's machlokas Chazal machlokas. We showed him for some days in Chazal, you only start contributing the machatzis hashekel mi ben esrim shana v'mala, only from the time that you're 20. So maybe when you're less than 20, you should not be able to. You should not be able to have a kid less than 20. being a shliach tzibor. He can't be motzi people. The same way it's modeled after Eric Carbonos, and he hasn't paid for that carbon. So he's not able to do it. But says Rav Eger, says Malachronim, it seems like if you're putting it together, if it's really modeled after Carbonos, then women and maybe ketanim, less than 20, should really be putter from Musaf. And they can't even daven for the omelet. There are, I wish if it was like a regular Ian Shear, we'd be breaking this down much better because there's an amazing amount of assumptions here and some great Torahs. Whatever you're thinking people say with Rayas, it's wonderful. But there's two ways to go to respond to Rekiv Eger, respond to these Achronim. Mahalach number one is to say as follows. You are correct. Musaf is a unique tefillah. It is entirely modeled after Carbonos. However, are you so sure as an example that kids who are 13 don't pay machatzes shekel money? Are you so sure as an example that even if women don't pay the money for the carbon musaf, maybe they're still nichlal, maybe they're still included in the carbon musaf? Maybe they still get a kapara through the carbon musaf. Like, are you so sure that women are like so exempt just because they don't pay machatzes shekel money? However, and this, the Mishnah Yavis points out, if you would hold and you would learn for the Rambam that, you know what, Musaf is really not that different at all. Musaf is not that different from regular tefillahs. So you would say, of course women are chayiv in Musaf. Or of course they're chayiv and they can daven. The same way that they're chayiv if you hold like this. In Shachris, so why wouldn't they be chayiv in Musaf also? Why can't they do that? So you have this like intriguing discussion, how unique is Musaf? Musaf has no tashlumin. Maybe women are putter, even if you would have held that they were chayiv, they're putter because they don't pay for machatzah shekel money. And maybe also they are even kids, people less than 20 are considered to be putter also. General clarity thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Okay. I'll give you one more nafkamina. Maybe we'll share Parsha because, you know, why not? One more nafkamina, the following. It's interesting that we say in Musaf, if you daven this like Ashkenaz, we say, Yismechu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos v'kari oneg. There's a simcha for those who are shomrei Shabbos. The interesting thing is that some of the Mefarshim wonder, it's not clear for many, many Rishonim, there's a din of Simcha on Shabbos. Shabbos has a din of Oneg. Yontif has a din of Simcha. Are we so sure that Shabbos has a din of Simcha? Many Rishonim assume not. Maybe Tosfos, discussions over with Moikatan and Ksuvis. The Ramban, and I believe in Torah Adam, is pretty clear that there's no Chiv of Simcha on Shabbos. It's not found in many Rishonim. The Rambam doesn't count a din of Simcha on Shabbos. Counts Kavod and Oneg, but maybe there's no din really of Simcha on Shabbos. So is there, in fact, this halacha of Simcha on Shabbos or not? And if you assume there isn't, why are we saying Yismechu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos v'kari Oneg? That is question number one. Question number two, not only why are we davening about how Shabbos has Simcha, if there is no din of Simcha on Shabbos, there's only Oneg on Shabbos, but why are we only saying it in Musaf? So Nusach Sfar says in other tefillahs, Nusach Ashkenaz, we only say it in Musaf, Yismechu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos v'kari Oneg. Is it such a bad part? Why not say it in Shacharis? Like, Yismechu, it's so nice also, it's a nice song. Why wouldn't you want to say it in other tefillahs also? Why is it limited to Musaf? So the Rav quoted, I believe, from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, from his father, the following insight. The two questions in many ways, so one explains the other. There is no din of Simcha on Shabbos at all. Okay. However, when you offer a karban, the hakravas hakarbanos that you offer, not me din Shabbos on its own. Shabbos on its own is no din of Simcha. But when you're makriv a karban in Beis HaMikdash, that is mosif a din of simcha. The one way of saying it's like the dinim of shira that we know in the Gemara's and Erechin, and Hallel that come along when you're makriv karbanos, sedim moshav etrik, in all the other tefillahs, we would never say yismichu b'malchuscha because there is no yismichu, there's no simcha on Shabbos in general. Only during tefillahs musaf, only during tefillahs musaf, where we're going to be davening, and we're going to be not just being a tefillah which is modeled after karbanos, but a tefillah which is ki'ilu, we're being makriv of the karbanos, so that coincides with, it generates a form of simcha. And on that we're saying yismichu b'malchuscha. On the fact that it's ki'ilu, we were makriv of the karban musaf. That is something which is, which may be what we are adding and what we are suggesting, and what we are suggesting here. I think that's actually for a different reason. There are different theories why. Some of the Sfarim say Efi because we say the Musaf, we say the Kedusha of Keser. And as you want to say Keser when you're wearing a Keser, I think of Tefillin. I think there are other theories why we don't. There's three Mahalchim why I think that was one of them, and there are two others. I don't know. But it would be nice, Efi, if that were, I don't know if that's one of them, but that would be nice. I'll end before we do Parsha by just adding, I guess, one additional explanation based on this. We know that it's our minhag. It's a debate, I think, already from the Gaonim. But our minhag is a fascinating one on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we know that Kohen Gadol was doing avoda throughout the whole day of Yom Kippur. Yet, in which of the tefillahs do we emphasize and do we mention the avoda of the Kohen Gadol? Only in tefillahs musaf. Why not in Shacharis, Mincha? Some thought we should. And if you learn like the way Rizhulti learned the Rambam, maybe you should. Musaf's no different than anything else. Whatever avoda to Kohen Gadol would do Shachar's time, say in Shachar's time. Whatever he would do Musaf time, say Musaf time. Whatever he would do Mincha time, say Mincha time. Why is Musaf the primary location where we say, where we do? So I believe Salvation explained, but it's already shown him on some level. In his Shiurim on Yom Kippur, Mesechus Yuma, I'm sorry, I get a chance to look it up. Avi, it's a great question. There are a couple ways to go. But we suggest, no, it's the same Yisod. Other tefillahs are modeled after Karbanos. They remind us of Karbanos. But when we are saying on Yom Kippur, Mara Kohen, we're going through Achas v'Achas, and we're going through the Avoda the Kohen Gadol did, we're not at that time trying just to remember or have a tefillah being modeled after Karbanos. We want it to be ki'ilu we are makriv karbanos. Ki'ilu we're being makriv karbanos. Salvation got a lot of Torah based on this, as far as the Hashdach Havaya, a lot of interesting Torahs, and the Ezras Nashim, the Shem Meforash. There's a lot of interesting Torah about this. But on some level, one of the ideas is that Musaf's the tefillah where it's ki'ilu we're being makriv a karban. And because it's the tefillah where it is ki'ilu we are being makriv the karban, so what do we want in Yom Kippur? To have it be ki'ilu, we're being makriv, we're doing the avoda of Yom Kippur. We're doing the avoda of Yom Kippur. I think the Chavetz Chaim may have even said that when a person says karbanos in those situations, it's like they are the Kohen Gadol, omei lifnai v'lifnim. Because, well, it is. You're being makriv karbanos there. So like it's like you're being, like you're the Kohen Gadol who's the one that's offering it. So what we saw is that tefillah has a connection to karbanos. It's definitely based on, it may be based on, it's kneged tamidin. That may not be more than just, you know, it has certain similar dinim. We were saying that's din as far as this mani tefillah, but it may have an additional, like it helps impact the character of tefillah. Tefillah of avos and tefillah of karbanos being two different kinds of tefillahs. Then we saw that even with another step, not only are there certain dinim that we compare them to, not only does it impact maybe the character, but there are certain tefillahs, maybe musaf in particular, which is more, which is really ki'ilu you were makriv, really ki'ilu you were makriv, which is amazingly intense, and it can formulate a lot as far as the power of Musaf with a variety of different nafkaminos.